This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden has been elected president.
Can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden will win.
CNN projects Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president of the United States.
Dude, isn't this all really familiar?
CNN announces that we call Florida in the Al Gore column.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Well, I think that is way premature. At this point, we do not know who has prevailed in the election.
All the networks. Don't be ridiculous. Networks don't get to decide elections.
This election is over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
For all those of you who voted for President Trump, let's give each other a chance.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear. Tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
You're missing the point. There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
A lot of litigation because we have so much evidence, so much proof, and it's going to end up perhaps at the highest court in the land. But there's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country. Thank you very much.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Stay strong. Keep the faith. It ain't over till we say it's over. Those are the immortal words from Animal House. And I have some other movie classics here that I would like to share with you, or at least one. Remember The Wild Bunch? Sam Peckinpah's movie, Much Bloodshed. This is the beginning. William Holden is telling The Wild Bunch what they better do if they don't want to end up on the wrong end of a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid type of situation. Cut 33.
We're going to stick together just like it used to be. When you side with a man, you stay with him. And if you can't do that, you're like some animal. You're finished. We're finished. All of us.
Damn right. Here's one from Benjamin Franklin. They don't know for sure if it was Benjamin Franklin, but it sounds like something he would have said in 1776 when they were writing the Declaration of Independence. We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. Damn right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We have a packed show here today. We're going to have Corey Lewandowski, Joe DiGenova. We're going to have Kurt Schlichter. He's out in Nevada on the Trump team, dealing with the votes out there. We have Sidney Powell too. I really want to talk to Sidney Powell at 6:30. We have a Boston chef who's basically defying Charlie Parker in these ridiculous COVID-19 regulations. Didn't Charlie get the memo that it's okay to just go out and shoot each other and celebrate and drink champagne out of the same bottle? Didn't he? He missed that memo. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And you know, there's so much to get to here today, but the danger here is that these people really think that they have a right to steal an election. They think they have the moral authority, that they're better than you and me and close to 71 million other Americans. And it's not just the evil heterosexual white males like myself. It's everybody. Trump had more votes among blacks, Hispanics, Asians, women than many other, than most other Republican candidates, certainly among blacks and Hispanics in the last 60 years. And look at the reality of these elections. I mean, how could Joe Biden, he's an early dementia patient. How could he have gotten all these votes? How could he have gotten more votes than the senators in most of these states? He underperformed Hillary in every state, every urban area, except those ones in the swing states that they needed to steal the votes. I mean, this is pretty clear on its face what's going on. How can you say that the country wanted to get rid of a successful president to replace him with a senile old man and a woman who, well, I don't even want to, you know how she got her start in politics. This is the same electorate that across the country was going for more freedom. And, you know, you could say, okay, drugs. Yeah, there were a lot of drug referenda passed. But how about, I just wanted to go over some of the referenda things that were passed or rejected in these states. And you're telling me Joe Biden has a mandate, has more votes than anybody else? In Montana, they tried to basically gut the Second Amendment down to defeat. Bloomberg put in millions and they lost. Illinois, they tried to introduce a graduated income tax to pay for the hackorama out there, the public pension system, voted down in a landslide. And that should be, I hope we do the same thing in Massachusetts in 2 years. Both Massachusetts and Alaska voted down ranked choice voting. That was a way that the liberals and the progressives wanted to put in so that they could steal every election. They could just keep counting the votes legitimately. They wouldn't have to have one of these midnight drops. Voted down in one of the most conservative states of the union and in one of the most liberal states in the union, ranked choice voting. California rejected a return to racial preferences. They rejected a call to destroy the gig economy, you know, make everybody at Uber and Lyft be put on the payroll, basically destroying Uber and Lyft. You know, this is what happened across the country. More Republicans in the House. Republicans didn't lose the Senate. Knock on wood, not yet. They're trying to steal those seats down in Georgia. This was a conservative election, and they're trying to say that Joe Biden won. This one reason I want to get Sidney Powell on today for a lot of reasons. She's great, but she said the other night on TV, I think maybe last, maybe with Maria today, Maria Bartiromo, do you know how many votes there were nationwide with just Joe Biden's checkmark by them? 450,000. 450,000 votes with just one vote, one office. When was the last time?
Can't let the man continue with fuzzy math.
When was the last time you went in to your precinct and voted for one race? It's like going in, that's like eating one potato chip, eating one M&M. Cut the crap. I mean, even if you didn't plan to vote, you just scan the ballot and you say, "Hey, I like that one. Hey, I know that guy. Hey, I know that guy. I hate him. I'm voting against him." One vote, 450,000 people, and I'm guessing that most of those votes came in after midnight. And that's the whole thing with stealing elections, apparently, in this new world. I'm just used to the old Boston City Hall style of, you know, stealing a state reps race or something like that. In this new world, you concentrate on one race, and that's what they did. So that's why they lost all these House seats. That's why they didn't make any gains in the Senate. That's why the New Hampshire legislature flipped over. You know, that's another thing. You know, I don't know that Trump won the race, but it's certainly odd, isn't it, that Trump would lose in New Hampshire, yet the Republicans in the Granite State would take over the House and the Senate and the Executive Council all at this in that same election? Kind of weird. 844-500-4242. 802 says not enough time to fill out the whole ballot and steal all the elections. Yeah, I guess they figured if they stole the presidency, that everything else would fall into place for them. Okay, if you haven't tried Super Beet soft chews yet, you are missing out. I had one today when I woke up right before I had my first cup of coffee. They're just really great. They taste like candy, but they're not they're good for you. They improve your heart health, your blood pressure, your circulation, but they're wrapped in foil. And you open them up and you pop them into your mouth. They taste like candy, but they're, again, they're great for you. What a nice thing to have, Super Beet Soft Chews. They combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Super Beets Chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and the energy you want. I just had one before the show started. Did you notice how cogent my monologue was?
And it gives steal one of those bags and take it with me on the flight, and I forgot.
Sorry, Grace. You forgot a couple of things, too. Maybe I'll send you some in the mail tonight when I send that other thing, the flash drive. And if you love Super Beets Chews, you'll love their all-new delicious Vitamin D3 Chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. Humans, all new Vitamin D3 Chews provide high-potency Vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now you can get a free bag of Vitamin D3 Chews and a free bag of Super Beets Chews when you buy two bags of Super Beets Chews at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beets Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beets Chews and a free bag of Vitamin D3 Chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Again, the poll question today is brought to you by the Super Beets Soft Chews. I'm holding them up again, just like I did a few moments ago. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets Chews. When you purchase two bags of Super Beets Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beets Chews and a free bag of Vitamin D3 Chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you watching much Fox News?
Much? No, I'm watching a lot less Fox News. Like no Fox News.
94% say no, they are not watching much Fox News.
Yeah, it's I still like Tucker.
That's about all they got now, though, right?
Yeah, I guess Fox and Friends have been kind of muzzled. That's what I heard today. I assumed they would be muzzled, so I didn't even turn it on. But, yeah, it's over. I guess Sandra Smith got caught on a hot mic. I haven't even seen this. A couple of people sent it to me, sent me messages on the text line. We'll try to get that. Someone at Fox News released this Sandra Smith clip this morning, so we'll try to get that out immediately. We'll try to get the cut right now. 844-500-4242. Let's see. The Republicans won and remain in control of Arizona State House and Arizona State Senate. They are still counting votes here, and Biden's lead has dwindled to 16,000. You know, there may be – we were talking on Friday about the fact that the Republican legislators could just overturn in all these states, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. Those are controlled both houses by Republicans, so they could just appoint their own slate of electors or change the law to appoint their own slate of electors. But there may be another option, and I'm trying to figure this out. I haven't figured it out yet. We'll be asking people throughout the course of the day. If they just refuse to certify the so-called winners in these fraudulent elections, the Democrat slate of electors, they could keep Biden under 270 electoral votes, I think. I think this is the way it works. I haven't been able to confirm this. And if neither candidate gets 270 electoral vote, it goes to the House of Representatives to decide. And now the House of Representatives does a vote individually, they're not 435 votes. There's 50 votes. They vote per state. So California would have one vote for Joe Biden, and Wyoming would have one vote for Donald J. Trump. And guess what? When the votes were all counted, it would be 26 Republicans, 26 votes for Donald J. Trump and 24 votes for Joe Biden. And guess who'd be the president of the United States? So this is another potential outcome here. And okay, do we have Sandra Smith? I haven't even heard this, but let's listen to Sandra Smith talking today on, I don't know if this is this morning. Go ahead. Here it is.
Over whoever is decided to be the president, remember, just because CNN says, or even Fox News says that somebody's president doesn't make them president. So I think everybody wants to know that this was done properly and legally.
What is happening? Like, Trace, we've results. Called it.
And I think we have to look into every one of these concerns.
Yeah, so and I think... Yeah, and I think Cleta makes a very good point there, Steve. You know, look.
Are you kidding me? She says what? Like she can't believe that it does it, that it's not over. It's not over when CNN says it's over. We called it. We had some guy named Mishkin who called Arizona, and he did it. And then they stopped the vote, and you know the Murdochs wanted us to declare. Declare Biden the winner because it's better for their global conspiracy. Let's hear that one again. This is if you didn't already have a reason not to watch Fox anymore. Here it is, right here.
Over whoever is decided to be the president. Remember, just because CNN says or even Fox News says that somebody's president doesn't make them president. So I think everybody wants to know that this was done properly and legally.
What is happening? Like, Trace, we've
results.
Called it,
and I think we.
We've called it. We've called it. Is Trace Gallagher and Sandra Smith the Electoral College now? Do they override 71 million of us out in flyover country and every other damn place in the country? Good Lord. And you know, another thing, you know what else has disappeared? The COVID counter. COVID is gone.
Did this just happen?
Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, the CNN COVID counter has vanished. Just as in Massachusetts, we were reaching the grim threshold, the grim milestone, I should say, of 10,000 fatalities. And now it's now no one cares about COVID anymore, I guess. Well, except for Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker. All right. 844-500-4242-207. In Maine's 2nd District, how did Trump win and not Dale Crafts? Has anyone mentioned this yet? Yeah, that's pretty strange, too. I mean, Dale Crafts didn't lose by much, but Trump won pretty easily, didn't he? Why is that? Doesn't seem to make a hell of a lot of sense. 844-500-4242-561. Republican state legislatures need to pass laws to ensure this never happens again. No, Republican state legislatures need to send slates to the Electoral College to prevent this abomination from happening. You can't have an election like this stolen. You know, I mean, it's always bad to steal an election, whether it was in 1876 or whether it's in... 1960, but at least in 1960, you know, they were Democrats who were patriots who weren't going to overturn the country. You know, it was JFK. I mean, granted, he was a total reprobate in his personal life, but he's also the guy who said of cutting taxes, a rising tide lifts all boats. Joe Biden says he's going to raise taxes on everybody in the country. I don't care what he says now. He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. That means everybody gets a tax increase who pays taxes. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and we're going to take a break here shortly, and then we're going to have Corey Lewandowski on. And we'll take your calls as the afternoon goes on. Give us a call at 844-500-4242. This is from C.S. Lewis. Oh, we don't have time. We'll get to that in a moment. And how about them libertarians? Those libertarians have screwed things up again. Nominee Joe Jorgensen's vote total exceeds Mr. Biden's margin over President Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Thanks, libertarians. Again, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Stay strong. The fight is just beginning. Just ask William Holden and the Wild Bunch. Just ask Winston Churchill and the Battle of Britain. It's never over till it's over, till we say it's over. Corey Lewandowski is joining us now. Corey, how are things going? Where are you?
Howie, I had the opportunity to leave the city of brotherly love late last night and get home, so I'm home in New Hampshire today for a small respite before I get back on the road.
So what is going on in Pennsylvania?
So let me tell you where we are, Howie. You know, we are ready to file a federal motion in the federal appeals court, which will allow us to bypass the lower court to try and give us some relief. Specifically, we have a number of people who have alleged that they have seen voter fraud, and without getting ahead of what the court is going to, what our filing is going to say, we believe we have three individuals who would all fall under the whistleblower statute, which means they would be provided protection for what they have seen. There are three individuals from three separate areas of the state of Pennsylvania, three different age demographics, three different backgrounds. From what we can tell, they are all credible. None of them are related, and they have all witnessed the same type of fraud, which specifically involves the U.S. Postal Service.
Now, but you know, they're going to say, people are going to say on Fox and the other pro Biden networks are going to say, "Well, that's just anecdotal, Corey. They you know, Biden is ahead by 100,000 plus votes."
Yeah, look, Howie. You know, here's what I did, and I think, you know, I did a press conference on Saturday in Philadelphia with Mayor Giuliani, and I outlined one specific example of a dead person who voted in the election. It's unequivocal. She died on one day. Her ballot was received. The application for the ballot was received 2 days after she died, which is perfectly legal. The county then sent it back to her 3 days after she died. It was filled out and returned back to the county 9 days after she died. So it's very crystal clear. We provided the obituary, and the mainstream media's answer was, well, that's just one person. Howie, I looked at one funeral home that had 10 burials in the last week, and one of the 10 people voted in the election. So I didn't have time to look at every funeral home in the state of Pennsylvania. But as it relates to these potential whistleblowers, Howie, what we are being told, and I haven't, you know, one of them has signed an affidavit, the other two we are working on, is widespread corruption at the U.S. Postal Service. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas has talked about this already. I believe they have one video that's already out there. It's a mail carrier who has signed an affidavit who said that his boss, the postal supervisor, instructed him to either A, not stamp the ballots with the return date on them, or backdate the dates, either of which would be illegal, both of which would be felonies. And so, you know, we have multiple people who claim all of the same thing. And if the U.S. postal system was used to defraud a federal election, not only is that a felony, but someone's going to jail for a long time.
I hope so. Now, what about the legislature, the Republican legislature in Harrisburg? Now, they said on Friday that they didn't want to interfere with this. Now, how can they stand by and let their constituents be robbed of voting for a presidential candidate that they want? It's pretty clear Trump won the state of Pennsylvania very easily. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Have you been talking to these legislative leaders in Harrisburg?
Yeah, look, Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio did a rally with those guys on Saturday of last week, just a couple days ago, talked to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate there. They said they were going to launch an immediate investigation and issue a very sternly worded letter to the court. As you can imagine what that's going to do, right, Howie? But look, here's what we know. The state Supreme Court issued an edict that, unlike what the Constitution says, where the election is going to be the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November,
right,
they basically said, don't worry about that. We'll let you vote on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. And so that's fine. And that's why Justice Samuel Alito of the U.S. Supreme Court issued an emergency injunction and said that any ballots that came in after 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, election night, must be segregated out and must be kept separate so that we can decide if those are going to be counted. And what we know, Howie, is not only did Donald Trump win big on election day, he won massive in the state of Pennsylvania on election day, and every media outlet will tell you that.
He's right.
Tens of thousands or potentially hundreds of thousands of votes that poured in after election day as far as I'm concerned, and I think as far as Justice Alito is concerned, there's a constitutional question if they should even be counted.
Well, we only need four more then at the Supreme Court, you know? So how soon?
That stay is currently in effect. That issuance is currently in effect. And what Justice Alito said was, I'll remand this to the full court to have a further question. But as of right now, any ballots that arrived in Pennsylvania after 8 o'clock on Tuesday night must be segregated and left segregated to determine if those will be counted. And what we've seen, Howie, is hundreds of thousands of ballots have come in after 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. We've seen these massive ballot dumps in Philadelphia and out in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. And what we're seeing now, and the media is still reporting, there's still probably another 40 or 50,000 ballots which have yet to be counted, many of which came in after Election Day because they were either postmarked on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, which for some reason the state Supreme Court says was legal. They completely changed the law. They don't have the authority to change that law. That authority rests with the state legislature.
Right.
And so that's where the crisis is right now. And look, we all know this. The people of Philadelphia, the election officials, many of them have gone to jail in the past. And
right.
I've talked about
including
this
a congressman.
Show, Howie.
A congressman
well,
did.
And I had a court order in my hand which granted me access to the room to watch what was going on, and they summarily dismissed it. They told me there was no enforcement mechanism. The sheriff said he wouldn't enforce the court order and said if I crossed the line, he would have me arrested. Even though I had a valid court order in my hand, they threatened to have me arrested for following through on a court order. I don't know what kind of banana republic they run out there, but it was amazing to me because in 25 years of my professional career and in law enforcement, I've never seen a law enforcement officer or a peace officer simply deny a court order.
I'll ask you directly, Corey, though. Do you think the legislature in Parisburg is willing to say, no, we're not going to certify these 20 electors for Joe Biden. We're going to appoint our own slate. Or conversely, just say no electors from Pennsylvania. And that would then you'd only need one more vote to trim away from Biden's electoral votes to stop him from getting the 270. Are they willing to do that?
Yeah. Howie, you know, look, these are not exactly profiles in coverage. Some of these
I understand.
Guys, right?
That's why I'm asking.
Right. I mean, look, the truth is, as they said, I think Richard Nixon said in 1960 when he got the election stolen from him, boy, they did a good job stealing. And that's where we are today. Right. I mean, it's only 50 years later. They're professional thieves. They did a professional job of stealing this election. If they had nothing to hide, they would have allowed all of the representatives into the area where they were counting these ballots, which is exactly what the judge mandated, and they simply said no. They would have had nothing to hide. Howie, they let me in the room after all the voting was done. Then I started to take some pictures, and they said, you know, if you continue to take pictures, we're going to take your phone away. I said, not without a court order, and clearly you guys don't pay attention to those either. And so, you know, it's just amazing. The rules are, it was complete bedlam. If the United Nations were to be called in to monitor the elections in Pennsylvania the way I have seen them over the last week, they would throw the elections out and they would say, this is not acceptable in any third world country, let alone in a state in the United States.
What is the president, when he's tweeting about threshold identification, what does that mean? I'm sorry to be ignorant, but I don't know what that means.
So I think what he's referring to, and I don't want to get too far ahead on a couple things, Howie, but we've got some clear-cut cases where the rules are in place that you must provide identification when you submit your ballot, and specifically, you have to sign in some places. And
like in Nevada.
In the state of Pennsylvania. Well,
yeah.
And in Pennsylvania. Any person who's voting for the first time in the state must provide identification to verify that they're a first-time voter and that is truly them. So any person who voted for the first time in the state of Pennsylvania who mailed it in or used the COVID excuse and didn't show up on Election Day, there is an argument to be made that none of those ballots are valid, Howie, because
but
they didn't follow the law.
Didn't I read, Corey, that they separated, that they were throwing away the envelopes and then just trying to mix the fraudulent ballots with the real ballots to contaminate
the
entire
exactly
process?
What are you going to do about that? Well, this is the problem, right? And this is the argument if you're a judge. How do I know that every person who voted that didn't provide an identification voted for Joe Biden. Well, of course you don't. And they were supposed to separate them. But that's why they wouldn't allow us in the counting rooms. That's why they wouldn't let us monitor what was going on. That's why they told us it was illegal to bring a camera or a phone in so that we could take pictures of these things, because they simply commingled all the ballots and they dumped them in there. And Howie, for the one woman who I've identified in Allegheny County who unequivocally died and voted after she was dead, literally the media called me afterwards. One of the fake news networks, I won't tell you which one, but one of the fake news networks called and said, how do you know that wasn't a Trump supporter? I said, what are you talking about? I just provided you 100% evidence of voter fraud. Go do your job. They said, yeah, but maybe she was a Trump supporter. So do you really think we should do that? Because that's the narrative, Howie. The narrative is, hey, don't worry about it. Even if there is voter fraud, it's not voter fraud enough. That's what their new narrative is.
Who do you think Joe Frazier voted for? He's been dead for 5 years, but he cast a ballot.
Well, yeah, but he's a Republican, Howie, so it's okay. It's okay, right? No, but honestly, Howie, this is what should scare everybody. There's like 29,000 people who are dead who are on the rolls in Pennsylvania. And by the way, nothing illegal about that, because people die every day and they stay on the rolls.
Right.
Or whatever, that's perfectly fine. What is not fine is finding out if those people actually voted. And if they did vote, how does that happen? And we're looking at the data, without getting too far in front of it again, we're looking at the data to see the return numbers in each of the counties to see if it coincides in a uniform manner across all the 67 counties of Pennsylvania. So in other words, if Butler County returns at 82%, but Allegheny County returns at 97%, that's a statistical anomaly. And what's the likelihood of that happening? And what we're seeing, obviously, is an increase in turnout in some of the bluest of the blue counties, and the reddest of the red counties, while there is an increase from 4 years ago, it doesn't correlate to what the blue counties have been able to do.
And some of these counties that have large numbers of people of color are coming back at close to 100%, even for Joe, and they're all Joe Biden votes, even though a larger percentage of people of color voted for Trump this election than at any time for Republican in the last 60 years, right?
Well, that's right. Look, Donald Trump received right now, according to the exit poll, 12% of the black vote overall, 18% of the African-American male vote, which is a historic number, by the way. In addition to that, he received 32% of the Hispanic vote compared to 4 years ago, where he received 28% of the Hispanic vote. And if you read the articles, they said it was a marginal increase in the president's performance amongst certain demographics. A marginal increase, Howie, is what they say. I mean, you know, it's amazing because I watch these guys and they say Joe Biden is on track to get 300 electoral votes, a massive blowout by every account. 4 years ago, they said Donald Trump barely squeaked by with 306.
I know. The press. Are you watching Fox at all now these days, Corey?
I almost can't, Howie, to be honest with you. Look, there's a couple great people on Fox, obviously, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and the nighttime shows, Tucker, right? But during the daytime, it's almost unwatchable. It really is, and it's too bad, because as a conservative, and I'm proud to be a conservative, there's really no other network to go to that is on the mainstream channels.
How about Newsmax? That's what I'm on at 4 o'clock.
I like Newsmax, Howie, and you know Chris Ruddy's numbers were phenomenal. Their election night coverage actually outperformed Fox Business and CNBC, which is great. But the problem is not every carrier carries Newsmax. I can't get it at my house in New Hampshire. I'm going to have to move down to Florida with you.
We're going to get it for you. You can still get it online anyway. Corey, we always appreciate you being with us. Where are you going next?
Look, I'm going to head down to Georgia, I think, tomorrow to start working on those two Senate races, because it's critical, plus the recount for the president's race. And, you know, if we win those two Senate races in Georgia, which I believe we will, that means Mitch McConnell stays the majority leader, and that's going to be critically important for us over the next 2 years.
I heard Bill Barr just walked into Mitch McConnell's office right before we went on the air, so that's kind of interesting that they're having a little get-together. I hope it means something good. Corey Lewandowski, thanks for being with us. We'll try to talk to you again fairly soon. I always like getting your input here on this. Thanks. Corey Lewandowski, home in New Hampshire. He's got a day off, and it's a nice day to have off, right? Are you tired of spending your hard-earned cash on high heating bills every year? Well, now you can stop. Thanks to my friends at Eden Pure, you can get a new hybrid portable heater called the Gen 40. I got my left hand on it right now. At social media, you can see it. The Eden Pure Gen 40 is guaranteed to save you money on your heating bills. It's a warm day today in New England, and you're feeling good. But if you want to stay warm when the cold weather comes back, like it has been the last few weeks, and it's certainly going to be there shortly, you need a Gen 40. It's safe around children and pets, and it won't start a fire like some of those other unsafe space heaters of the past. This new hybrid heating technology from Eden Pure is causing a frenzy this season. The Gen 40 has two different technologies that heat a home better than your furnace, boiler, or basement baseboard heating systems. It pays for itself in just a few months. And as a Howie listener, you get the best deals. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Deal. That's one word, Howie Deal, to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Deal for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Deal to start saving money on your heating bills. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I know this city has a sad history of voter fraud. After all, Joe Frazier is still voting here. Kind of hard since he died 5 years ago, but Joe continues to vote.
Does Muhammad Ali, his great competitor, does he vote down in Louisville or wherever he was living when he stopped living? 844-500-4242. Chanel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chanel.
Hi, Howie. So I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I guess our President Trump elected a lot of judges into the court system over the last few years.
He appointed them, yeah.
All across the country. Yeah.
Yes.
And it made me really happy to just think about that, because all of the crimes that have been committed over the last week are going to be filtered through those courts.
Yeah, I hope so. But the only one that really counts at this point is the Supreme Court, where he's appointed three people and there are two other conservatives. So there should be five out of nine that are willing to somehow figure out a way to set these elections aside that have been obviously stolen or tampered with. But, you know, most of these judges that he's appointed hundreds of them. I mean, I'm glad he appointed them, too. But they're not going to have too much say in these things. It's all going to come down to the Supreme Court, I believe. Thanks, Chanel. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie. It was very interesting what you brought up about the state electors. But in the interim, I've noticed that the GOP in Pennsylvania says they will not override the popular vote. Interestingly, what's amazing, people forget, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Biden is only currently up by 72,714 votes in those three states. So when you consider the preponderance and maybe the measure of the fraud that they may find, say, within those three states and elsewhere,
right.
Boy, that's not a hard case for a court to look at and say, you know something? It shouldn't be tough for us to look at all the fraud, considering how little he lost by, right? You take those away from Biden, give him the Trump, it's over.
Yeah, the question is, though, you have to prove, like Corey said, the mainstream media call them up. They're all Democrat operatives with press passes. They all say, well, how do you know that that dead woman who voted, how do you know that someone didn't vote her ballot for Trump? And I mean, it's a preposterous question, but that's their fallback. They're going to do anything they can to get rid of our president. Thanks. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.